This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting on red-hot real estate prices driven by moves to the burbs during pandemic and pandemic low interest rates. The freshest data we have show home sales were up nearly 20% in a year in 20 metro areas. Nashville is among the places running hot, which may be fine for sellers, but it's especially tough for lower-income buyers and those seeing their rents rise, in part because of what's happening in real estate. Property in the South and Southeast has also attracted interest from out-of-state investors. WPLN's Ambriel Crutchfield reports.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Ellen Maharin's Nashville suburb townhome is a classic 1980s build with two spacious upstairs bedrooms. But it's not enough room for Maharin and her two teenagers, so she's been sleeping on her couch.
I needed to find it, you know, fairly quickly after husband and I separated. And it's two bedrooms, so this is my bed.
A year and a half ago, she was paying around $1,200 in rent. She said she could afford that with an $80,000 salary as an independent animal behaviors consultant. But now she's a full-time receptionist, making a little over $15 an hour. The rent is about half her income. She'd like to buy, but the median price for homes in the Nashville area is $480,000. She says she can't afford that. Tennessee State University Associate Professor Ken Shilton says the housing shortage makes it hard for individual renters to become buyers.
You can't save for a down payment to take advantage of any programs that might be there for low-income households just because you don't have the disposable income to do that.
But house flippers, investors, and companies do have the capital. Shilton says his research found that five real estate investment corporations own more than 5% of the single-family housing stock in Rutherford County, just outside Nashville. Four out of five of those companies are from out of state. In some neighborhoods, those companies own closer to 50% of the single-family homes built since the year 2000, and that tally doesn't include other properties like condos and Airbnbs. Chilton says that inventory is tight throughout the nation.
So all of this on the demand side means there's more capital chasing X number of housing units. On the supply side, we haven't caught up with the demand post 2008, 2009, 2010.
Nashville officials say they're working with nearby governments to think through local solutions, but they have limited financial resources. In Nashville, I'm Ambriel Crutchfield for Marketplace.